There were nearly 86,000 houses and apartments in Donegal in the 2022 census. That's up from 84,000 in just under 84,000 in 2016. So that's an increase of 2% in the housing stock. So we've seen kind of what we've seen is the housing stock has increased by say less than the population, which is up by a bit more than that. But the what we've seen is that while some people are obviously moving into these additional houses or new homes, a lot of people are moving into vacant dwellings. So we've seen a fall in the number of vacant dwellings in Donegal, down 11%. So we've now about 12,500 vacant, down from 12,500 vacant homes down to 11,000 vacant homes.
Now, what will happen, and it always happens, is people will start conflating vacant homes and holiday homes. So just break that down for us so it's absolutely clear as to the makeup there, Brendan.
So, yeah, so the number of Sorry, that was an error by me there. Yeah, sorry, the number, so 12,000 vacant homes down from 12,000 vacant homes to 9,500. But the number of holiday homes is actually up from 11,000 to 12,500. So that's a separate thing. Yeah, so there's been an increase in holiday homes. They're unoccupied in census nights. So holiday homes are where, you know, a house that's used for occasional use, maybe by the owner or by the, or, you know, but for as a short term let or short term rental property. But then a vacant dwelling is a dwelling where no one lives normally, and there's no one there on census night, and somewhere where no one would call home. And now it does include maybe some properties that might be vacant for a short period of time, maybe a property that's being sold, the owners have moved out, it's on the market before the next owners move in, and then it wouldn't include other, you know, properties like that. But then it does include then, you know, longer term vacant properties that might be vacant for a number of years. And, you know, we can see that we can actually look at kind of, you know, at how long, you know, properties are vacant. And we've looked at, you know, whether properties are vacant over in the 2016 census and were still vacant in the 2022 census. And we can see that about 6%, I think, of properties in Donegal were vacant in both censuses. So that's kind of a smaller amount that are maybe vacant over the longer period.
That's 6%, isn't it?
You said
6%. So really, the figures indicate that the increased demand for housing is being met by people moving into vacant dwellings rather than new housing stock. I mean, that's what the figures indicate.
Yeah, in places like in areas like Donegal, that's what's happening, and in Leitrim, similarly, but then in other parts of the country, in Meath and Kildare, you know, there's kind of the number of new homes is increasing at the same rate as the population. So there's kind of people, kind of homes being built in Meath and Kildare, and then people are moving into those homes. Whereas in other areas where the population's increasing, the housing stock's not increasing at the same rate, but people are moving into vacant dwellings.
The total number.
The number of vacant dwellings is coming down. So, yeah, there's, I think, 11% of homes were vacant in Donegal, down from like 14% in the previous census.
Over the course of the last 6 years, there's only been an increase of less than 1,000 in owner-occupied homes in Donegal. Now, when you consider the amount of people that would be either moving to the county or coming to the age of maturity whereby they might be looking to own a home, how does that figure compare nationally off the top of your head? It seems tiny. Over 6 years, less than 1,000 extra owner-occupied homes in Donegal?
Yeah, well, I suppose what you've got is you've got fewer people who have a mortgage now, so that's down about 10%. So the number, there was about 16,000 people with a mortgage in Donegal who owned their home with a mortgage in Donegal in 2016, but that's down to less than 15,000. So there's kind of fewer people taking out mortgages, and as we said in Donegal, there's not as many new builds, so there's not as many people moving into these new build properties. But the number of people who own their homes outright has gone up, so there's more people who've paid off their mortgages. So that's like maybe about less than 26,000 in 2016. That's up to over 28,000 now. So there's kind of 3,000 more people have kind of bought their homes and don't have a mortgage anymore. But there are more people renting. So the number of renting is up 13%. So we've 8,400 people nearly, or 400 households renting in Donegal in the last census. So that's gone up a bit.
And we're seeing an increase too in a huge jump, albeit from a relatively low base, of older people, 65 and over, who are living in rented homes.
Yeah, so I suppose the whole population is getting older, and as the population is getting older, then people who are renting, say in their 50s, and then in this census now they're in their 50s in the last census, and now they're in their 60s in this census, and so they're still renting, and so we're seeing increases in the numbers that are renting, but it's people that were, say, renting in the last census are kind of still renting in this census, but they're getting older, so as opposed to maybe people who are it's not so much people that who would have owned a home and are now renting, it's more that people who were renting in the last census are still renting, but they've gotten a bit older. So yeah, we have seen that. It's about 17,000 households now over the age of 65 renting, and I think it's 632 in Donegal, which that's 70% more households where the kind of the main person living there was over 65 and over.
Now, this is one that flabbergasts me, because there's been new questions asked in the most recent census. One of the questions was, how many do you have a working smoke alarm in your home in Donegal? Am I reading this correctly? And I wonder, are these occupied homes? 2,150 homes in Donegal, they don't have a smoke alarm.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so they would be occupied homes.
Wow.
And I think we saw 72,000 homes across the country where the people living there said that they'd no working smoke alarm. That figure for Donegal there. Yeah, that's where somebody's living. You can see it. It's obviously mostly the age of the home isn't the main factor. Maybe slightly more common in older homes. Some of the newer homes now would often have, you know, multiple smoke alarms, like three or four. You can see that in the data that people are responding with more smoke alarms in newer homes. But there's still a kind of a consistent amount of homes that don't have a smoke alarm. And I think it's slightly higher in detached homes rather than like maybe semi-detached houses or apartments. So some of the maybe older detached houses are less likely to have a working smoke alarm.
Well, get it. We need to get everyone needs a smoke alarm.
Yeah. The question was a working smoke alarm. Maybe they just need to put the batteries in or whatever.
I know.
But it's important, yeah, that people
and a lot of people have an out-of-date smoke alarm thinking it's a working one as well. But listen, we're not going to get into that, Brendan. Just last one, actually, by the way. And again, albeit from a lower base, but that's in the context of wages and disposable income being from a lower base as well. But rent went up just short of 30% over the course of the last 6 years in Donegal.
Yeah, so the average weekly rent in Donegal is 134 euro per week, or was 134 euro per week in the last census. So, it's been going up. It went up in the previous census as well, and it's gone up even more again. So that works out, I think, about 575 euro per month.
I'm shocked at that's the average rent in this county. I think if there were 100 houses now with rent of 550 a month, their hands would be bitten off them. Does that include, which might skew the figures a little bit, social housing stock?
That would be rent. I think that's the rent to the, I have to just double check, I think that's the rent to the private landlord.
Right, okay.
A separate one for the social housing stock. I think what you can find is that the average rent, on advertised rental properties can be a bit higher. So people who are looking to move into a property for the first time, their rent can be a bit higher than people who have been in a property for a longer period of time, and maybe the rents haven't increased. But
good
the
point.
Same rate.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, okay.
That's something we've seen. All right. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Long term renters then maybe dragging that average down. All right, fascinating stuff, Brendan. It's all available on the website CSO.ie. But thanks for running through the figures with us and only released this morning. We do appreciate it.